Okay, since it's Friday and since Wednesday's re lecture was rather long, this one will be somewhat on the short side. We've already seen that the operation of set theoretic product is analogous to multiplication in ordinary arithmetic because if you take the product of two sets S and T, and if S has K elements, and if T has M elements, then S cross T has K times M elements. So set theoretic product corresponds in a natural way to multiplication of integers. The other arithmetic operations may be modeled by set theoretic operations also, and we're going to talk about some of those today. So let S and T be sets. Define T to the S to be the set of all functions from S to T. So here's an example. Let S be the set ABC, and let T be the function 1, 2. And the members of T to the S, these are functions from S to T, are, there's eight of them. There's A1, B1, C1, there's A1, B1, C2, there's A1, B2, C1, and A1, B2, C2, there's A2, B1, C1, and A2, B1, C2, A2, B2, C1, and A2, B2, C2. What's interesting here is that T has two elements and S has three elements, and 2 to the third power is 8, which is the number of functions that we got. So T to the S, the set of all functions from S to T, corresponds in a natural way to the number 2, which is the number of elements in T, to the third power, which is the number of elements in S. Okay. Proposition: let S and T each be sets with finite cardinality. Then the cardinality of T to the S is the cardinality of T to the cardinality of S. Okay, so the left-hand side is the cardinality of a set. The right-hand side is the cardinality of T, which is a number raised to the power cardinality of S, which is another number. Proof is short and sweet. Let the cardinality of T be K. Let the cardinality of S be M. Write T is equal to T1 through TK. Write S equal to S1 through SM. If F is a function from S to T, then there are K possible values for F of S1. There are K possible values for F of S2, and so on through K possible values for F of SM. So we find that there are K times K times K times K times K, M times possible functions from S to T, and of course that's K to the nth power, and that's what we're claiming. Let us briefly review the operation of set theoretic product. If S and T are sets, then we have learned that S cross T is the set of ordered pairs S comma T, where S is in capital S and T is in capital T. Once we note that parenthesis S cross T all cross U can be identified with S cross parenthesis all T cross U in a natural way, then we may meaningfully consider a finite product S1 cross S2 cross dot 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 cross SK. This is defined to be the set of all ordered K tuples S1, S2, dot, 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 SK, such that SJ is in capital SJ for J equals 1 to K. As a simple example, Euclidean space R3 is nothing other than R cross R cross R. But now consider sets S sub alpha for alpha in some possibly large, even infinite index set A. We wish to consider the product for alpha and A of S sub alpha. If A is an uncountable set, then it is essentially impossible to speak of ordered tuples with the same cardinality as A, and it is frequently useful in mathematics to be able to treat this idea. So we motivate our new definition by recasting the product of two sets in a new language. Let S1 and S2 be sets. Let us define S1 cross S2 to be the set of all functions F from the set 1, comma 2 to the set S1 union S2, such that F at 1 is in S1 and F at 2 is in S2. Notice that each such function can be thought of as an ordered pair, namely f of 1, f of 2, with a comma in between. And the first entry is an S1 and the second entry is an S2, which is exactly what we want. So the language of functions allows us to express ordered pairs in a new way. Likewise, if T1, T2, T3 are sets, then we may define T1 cross T3 to be the set of all functions f from the set 1, 2, 3 into S1 union S2, S3, such that f of j is in Sj for j equals 1, 2, and 3. A moment's thought shows that this new definition is consistent with our notion under the product of three sets as discussed above. We may construct a similar definition for the product of any k sets where k is a positive integer. Now return to the consideration of a collection S sub alpha for alpha in A, possibly uncountably many sets indexed over a set A. Then the product of these sets is defined to be the set of all functions f from A, the index set, into the union over A of S sub alpha. And of course, we require that f and alpha lie in S sub alpha. We are no longer at liberty to compare this new definition with some more concrete set of ideas like tuples, because you can't have an uncountable tuple. This is our definition of the product. So here's an example. That's our last idea of the day. For each alpha and A equals the reals, so our index set is large. It's the real numbers. It's uncountable. Let S sub alpha be the integers. Then the product over alpha and A of S sub alpha is just the collection of all functions from R into Z, or in the language introduced at the beginning of this section, Z to the rth power. Of course, this set has cardinality strictly greater than the cardinality of the continuum. And that's the end of our discussion of arithmetic and set theory, and I believe it's also the end of this chapter. See you on Monday.